Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ron Horse and I shared a hug before the show, and you were there to witness it, weren't you?
I was. It was heartfelt. It was touching. It was emotional. It was moving.
I thought it got the show off to a good start today.
I walked the other way real fast, but I enjoyed watching it.
What hasn't gotten the show off to a good start is that the mic stand here is flopping around. You know, it's like a soccer player here. It's just flopping. Meanwhile, the door is open next to me, and now there's no knob on the door. So I'm glad that we're fixing the door. I'm glad that we're putting stickers on the mic stand. How about if the mic stand worked, Ron? How about
this
that?
This sounds like a Pompeiani issue. He has problems over here every time with the microphone. Now it's spreading over to you.
I mean, this is absolutely incredible. Look at this pit helmet in front of me. Those are the best colors in all of sports, and that's the best logo in college football history. What is it, mustard yellow? Mustard? Would you call it mustard, Ron, the color?
Yeah, I would call it yellow.
And then what's the blue? What's the proper name for that blue?
Blue.
Just blue?
Yeah, blue.
Well, there's sky blue. There's deep blue.
It's not Carolina blue. It's
no.
More it's darker
beautiful blue. Look at that helmet. God, I love that. And I can't
Does
wait to see them.
Does anyone care about uniforms more than Pitt people?
No, and I don't blame them. I care about them.
I've never been around anyone that cares more about uniforms than Pitt.
And I respect that. I'm a big uniform
guy. I only care about what's inside of the uniform. Can they play?
I used to have drafts with my stepson Michael. We get those little helmets that you got in the gum machines and things like that, the little plastic helmets.
Right.
You got to put your own stickers on. We had the whole NCAA, every team in college football that was available, we got. I sent away for it. I'd put them in a big plastic bowl, and then we'd have an NCAA-style tournament. I'd reach in, he'd reach in. We each pick out a helmet. We put them up, and we say which team won. That team advances. That helmet advanced. The other one went into the scrap pile. We get all the way to the end, to the national championship. You know who won, Ron? You know who won? We didn't have the good Pitt helmet, or Pitt would have won.
You're going to tell me who won.
Tennessee, believe it or not. Yes. There was something magical about that Tennessee logo. They often wound up with UCLA in the final. Clemson also was a big one. But this Pitt helmet,
Michigan's a good one.
Usually got to the final four.
Yeah,
yes.
They're good too.
Joe, how are
it's
you
amazing
today, Ron?
How you entertained yourself.
Oh, I would still do that.
You are easy to
please.
To please.
Do you remember All-Star Baseball? Did you play that as a kid
Which
in Beaver
one is
Falls?
That now?
So you have circular cards. APA baseball.
That's
was
what
great.
We played for sure.
Well, you had circular cards, like you'd have Clemente, Stargell on a card, and then you'd flick
Spin
a spinner.
It.
Yeah, you'd flick a spinner.
Be
and
a
that,
hit or a double.
Yes,
or,
exactly.
Yeah, I do.
All-Star baseball.
APA was more of our game. My neighbor Jeff Kuhn, who just passed away in the last year, he was big on that. So he'd keep stats and everything else.
So did I. I kept a whole season, 162 game stats. I was the Pirates.
Oh my God.
That and Stratomatic. What about APA football?
No wonder you did so poorly in school.
I know.
No wonder.
My mom
you
says
did
that
so
all the time.
Poorly in school.
My wife reminds me of that all the time. She says, "You can't remember that I told you yesterday that the kid needs to be picked up at 3:30, but you can remember what Omar Marino did in a certain game in 1978." And it's true.
You have some illnesses, Joe. I'll be the first to admit
it's priorities,
that.
Ron.
I hear
Our
it.
Minds both work the same, right? You remember that kind of stuff, too, over
no,
what
not
you had
quite
for breakfast,
to, not quite
right?
To the, I never put flour on the electric football.
For snow games,
I never did that.
And the little light for a night game.
I never did that. How are you today otherwise? You're mad about the equipment.
I feel
good. You're reminiscing about your childhood. You and Horse have just exchanged pleasantries.
Yeah.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Good.
You know, a couple things going on. The donuts aren't here.
I know. I'm a little
literally angry
about that.
About that.
Me too.
Not sad, but angry. And I have a weird pain right near my elbow. It's where my pick line was last year, and it's really annoying. And of course, my mind has leaped to I'll be dead by the end of the show, which is possible. You know?
And you wait till after I'm out of here. I hate to get involved in stuff like that.
If I did drop here, which one of you comes to save me?
I would be out the hall yelling, call 911, call 911.
Horse, are you racing in here? Little
yeah,
CPR?
Course.
Are you CPR trained? You have to be. You're a coach,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. All right, Ron, you go get 911. Horse will come in and save me.
I thought you were talking about your arm here. Your golf career may be over. You know that?
It is.
Seriously.
I think it is.
You may never get to use those brand new clubs that you spent a fortune.
Just thought of it this morning. The rib injury is still there. It's still there. What was the best sports game as a kid,
Jim,
Ron?
My man Jim Fish wants you to play a diamond run, and you may end up having to stiff him.
I wasted all that money. What was your favorite sports game to play as a kid, like a game? Was it APA?
Yeah, I think Apple baseball.
Did you have electric football?
Yeah, I did. It never seemed to work right for me.
For nobody.
They had the wrong way.
Yeah, it's like they were drunk on the field. He'd hand it to the running back, and he'd do a Jim Marshall.
Apple baseball was a big one. But wiffle ball was our thing. That's how we spent hours and hours more than playing games.
I know. Did you have the hockey game where you dropped the puck through the scoreboard?
No.
That was unbelievable.
I don't think so. We weren't big hockey in our neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the Penguins
never skated.
Didn't even exist when you were a kid, right?
None of us ever skated.
Yeah.
I mean, Smith's Pond, they had a lake, Smith's Lake, that we'd go over occasionally, but not very often.
I loved street hockey, and we'd paint our masks at Mark Lewis's house. We'd go over there. He was an artist, and his mom was too, and they had a basement filled with paints. So we'd go over there. I painted the Jerry Cheevers mask with the stitches on it. Remember that?
Yeah, those masks were great.
Chico Resch, which was very difficult, I might add. He had the island, Long Island, and then a little hockey stick at the end of it. Steve Simmons with a cobra. Not Steve Simmons, Gary Simmons.
Steve Simmons is the Toronto writer.
He didn't have a mask. Look at this, Ron. Now they're walking into the studio while we're doing the show with a giant mural.
They alerted us that they were going to.
I mean, this is absolutely incredible. I think that's the guy that spit on your pizza. Remember that?
No, I don't think
you pushed
it was.
Him? No. Oh, no, that was the blinds guy.
Yeah, that was the blinds guy. I'll never forget
You gave
that.
Him a cross check when he did that. Do you remember
he's
that?
He's taking down dusty blinds right over my pizza.
I know. It was incredible. The guy had no
common
sense.
In the middle of the
show. Yes, in the middle of the show. You had a piece of pizza on the plate, and the guy's shaking out dusty blinds right over it. And
right
I noticed
over
you,
and I,
you nudged
I,
him.
I gave him the business.
Yeah.
I let him know.
That was like when I'm on an airplane, Horse, and someone in front of me puts the seat back. They're getting no matter who they are.
A jolt in the back,
yeah.
A knee?
A jolt. Yeah, I'm kneeing them in the back. Have you ever done that, Ron?
I wouldn't do that. I did. You know what else bothers me every bit as much as that is the kid behind you who was banging on your chair
yes.
the whole time.
He
that
gets
one
the seat back.
Me.
That's the only situation in which I put back the seat.
I am getting on a plane this afternoon.
To Charlotte.
I'm going to Charlotte for the Pitt game, and now you got me fearful of what might happen on that plane.
What a wonderful segue that was, Ron. And Off the Top is brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. We have two big football games this week, and I'm going to ask you a question right off the top. Let's take the two coaches, Mike Tomlin, Pat Narduzzi. Which game is bigger? For which coach? Which coach is facing the bigger weekend right now, do you think?
We've had this conversation before. It's always going to be the Steelers because they're more important in the public conscience. So I think the Steelers game, you know, Narduzzi had to win to get to this get to the ACC championship game. And, it would certainly behoove him to win it. But I would think Tomlin and the Steelers have a more important game. They lose this one. They're about out of playoff.
Yeah, that's true.
They're not totally, but about.
The Steelers are always going to be the bigger game,
right.
But maybe I didn't articulate that right. For which coach is this a bigger weekend? I would argue Narduzzi. I mean, he has a chance to finally win a real championship of some kind.
Not just a coastal
yes.
championship. Yeah. No.
It's a big game, of course, for the Steelers and for Tomlin, but whether he wins or loses, nothing's going to change for him. He could lose every game the rest of the year.
Yeah, but I don't think anything's going to change for Narduzzi either.
I don't think so either, except that he can put on his resume that he won a championship.
Right.
He's going to be back, I'm assuming, although he addressed yesterday rumors that he might leave. I don't think he's going anywhere. That's not my point. I think it would be a big change in his career arc at Pitt when you can say, I won an ACC championship. You can't take that away. It's like James Franklin. Say all the bad things you want.
Won a Big Ten title.
At least you can say that, and that's a pretty big deal.
No, you're right. I just think, you know, the Steelers need to win this game or they're pretty much done for the year with the schedule they still have left. And I don't know. I like their chances somehow. Don't ask me why, but I like their chances.
Without what?
Now you're throwing that kind of stuff at me, huh?
Do you think he's going to play?
No,
have you gotten any indication either way?
No, because again, the timing just works against him, at least the way it worked with Ben.
This game sucked. Somebody sent me a game called Basket. Do you remember that game, Ron? Little holes in the floor.
I don't.
And then you press the little lever at the end and the ball pops up into the basket.
I don't remember that.
Great game. Except for the fact that the nets always came down, so the game was actually horrible.
I didn't play quite as many games as you did. I was more studious, studying my studies.
I know.
You never did that.
You were
that,
a better student. You were.
You never did that, did you?
Never. Never until I got to college.
You know what I always loved? I love to read. I still love to read. Would you ever, like, on a summer day or even a winter day, just sit down and read
a
book?
Yes, I would. That's one thing I like to do. And I have a book at home right now that you would like.
I don't mean now. I'm talking about
as a kid. Yeah, I read every sports book available.
Okay.
The story of O.J. Simpson back before he became the biggest scoundrel of the 20th century.
I had all the Joe Namath books.
I read the Joe Namath book. Read the Walt Frazier book. All kinds of books.
Yeah.
And then Clyde. This was the best run. And it was around this time of year. When is St. Nicholas Day or St. Joseph's Day? Either one or both are coming up.
I don't know.
That was right around the time where you could order books. Remember that through your class?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then
the
big day would come when the books would arrive.
Yep,
Strange but True Football Stories. Remember that book?
I used to get all kind of books, but they weren't always necessarily sports books.
Mine were.
You ever read The Hardy Boys?
No, I didn't like them.
Nancy Drew?
Hated her.
Well, poor Nancy. She's out there solving crimes, and you say you hate her.
I don't know. All my sisters had
those books.
Well,
the Hardy Boys, I had the whole set of those babies.
Where was I?
Frank and Joe.
Frank and Joe Hardy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never got into that, the Hardy Boys.
Oh, that were big in my house.
I was more into Scooby-Doo if we're into mysteries. I watched that every Saturday morning. And then, what were the two shows back-to-back? Hong Kong Phooey and Inch High Private Eye. You remember him?
I just like Johnny Quest in my day.
Johnny Quest.
Race Bannon.
Like Steve? Yes. He was big time. All right, Ron. Well, where was I just
a second
ago?
We're talking about Narduzzi and Coach Tomlin.
I had an extremely salient point to make, and I've completely forgotten it. Anyway.
You're going into donut withdrawal. Where are they?
I'm outraged by this.
I'm starting to wonder if this might be the end.
It might be the end. Yeah. This is not a good sign. The latest they've ever arrived is in the middle of the first segment.
Right, right about now.
Should we make a call? Who would we make a call to? Who's the guy who brings
him
in?
I told the big boss up the hall. He wants him too, so we'll see.
Oh, if he wants him, that's a good sign.
If he wants him, we'll get him.
All right. Let's talk a little more Steelers and Pitt. You know, for whatever Pitt has done this season, good, bad, indifferent, they're playing for the conference title. I mean, that's a big deal. They've navigated their way to the conference title game. Ron is going to that game. Why don't we talk a little bit more about that and something else Pat Narduzzi said yesterday about loyalty. I found very, very interesting. And Ron brought up a really interesting point about the quarterback. Would he play in a bowl game? Should he play in a bowl game? Would you advise him to? If you were Kenny Pickett's personal advisor, if you were a family member.
How about Peyton Manning?
If you were Peyton Manning.
Would you advise him?
What would you say? You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. It's the same number you can call to register an opinion on Steelers and Pitt or anything else you like, 928-9370. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShortKeyKia.com, and you can watch live video of the proceedings here. Horse is about to eat his morning apple back in the stable. That's always exciting viewing. Take a look at 93.7thefan.com. Go to shows and go to live video. Ron, the donuts have arrived, and they are incredible, aren't they? And they arrived just in the nick of time. I see you chose a chocolate one with rainbow sprinkles. Interesting choice.
Half rainbow and then half just regular chocolate. Yeah, it's delicious. Oakmont Bakery, right? They know how to do it.
Oh, man, do they ever. Let's talk about this bowl game, and let's talk about a question that's been popping up here. And I might have missed it. If Kenny Pickett has addressed this, I haven't seen it. I just asked Chris and Andrew if they've addressed it with him yet. And I think they're going to, but haven't yet. Haven't seen him quoted anywhere on this. I could be missing something, as I said. But would he play, should he play in a bowl game after this ACC championship? What if they lose in the ACC final and they go to something like the Holiday Bowl or the Military Bowl against East Carolina or something like that? So win or lose, what would be your advice for him, Ron, and what do you think he will do?
I don't know him well enough to determine what I think he will do. I've changed full circle on this. I used to hate it when these kids would skip the bowl game. I felt like they were bailing out on their team, not following through till the season was over. And if he wants to play, God bless him, that's wonderful. That's his call. I would think I would probably not play. You know, even a New Year's Day bowl, the Peach Bowl, is that worth playing? Now, if you're playing in the national tournament, that's a little different, I think. But the Peach Bowl or any of these other bowl games, is it worth risking? If he is going to be a first-round pick, and all indications are that he may be and likely will be, I got to think twice about it. I really do. You know, and
I mean, too.
I will support any decision he makes. If he wants to play, be there for my guys, God bless him for that. But if he says, you know what, I got to start thinking about me and my NFL future here, I have no problem with that either. Used to be, I did, not anymore.
Man, I hadn't thought of all the ramifications here if he does skip in terms of he would absolutely – what if he wins the Heisman? If he wins the Heisman, he would be the highest-profile player to skip a bowl. Am I right about that?
I don't know.
Leonard Fournette skipped one. Did he win the Heisman? I don't think so.
No.
Christian McCaffrey skipped one.
I mean, there have been a lot of guys that have skipped.
Nobody won the Heisman.
You know, and I don't know that I like
There haven't been a lot of high-profile players who have skipped New Year's Day bowls.
No, and maybe New Year's Day will be compelling enough to play. I mean, but if they lose this week and end up in really one of the minor bowls, he's got to think about it. And he's pretty far down the list of favorites for the Heisman. The Alabama quarterback is like the overwhelming favorite.
Yeah, but he's got Georgia.
I think Pickett's going to get invited to New York. He should, absolutely.
What's going to happen to that kid against Georgia's defense? That's my question. He's coming off a not great game against Auburn, by the way. Took his team down the field late. Until then, it was a bad game.
But he's still, if you check the odds, he's the overwhelming favorite.
Sure, but they're about to lose. Would he still win?
Well, I don't know that they're about to lose.
Well, they're going against the number one team in the country.
I understand that.
So I don't care if he's the favorite or not.
The SEC is going to love – they're going to be praying for an Alabama win here because then they'd both go to the tournament.
Well, the bottom line is that Pickett still – I'm just saying he still has a shot at – a realistic shot at the Heisman. If he wins and were to skip a bowl game, he would be a Heisman Trophy winner. Not playing in a bowl would be a hell of a story that hasn't happened yet.
I don't think so that I know of, no.
Man, first, do I think he will play? If they win, I definitely think he'll play. This is a kid who came back last year from ankle surgery and didn't have to play and did bum ankle.
But he knew he wasn't going to be drafted high.
I know. I'm just talking about the general personality of the kid. So you're betting even if they win that he'll skip the bowl game?
No, I'm not betting at all because I don't know the kid. I don't know what he thinks. You asked me what I would advise him.
No, I also asked you if you think he will.
I can say yes, but I have no clue.
Okay.
I'm going to base it. I think from everything I've heard, I would think he's going to play.
I'm going to base it on what I know about the kid, my opinion.
A New Year's Day bowl. I don't know about another bowl, though.
Based on what I know about the kid and what I think would happen, I think he would play against Notre Dame or Matt Corral in a New Year's Day bowl game.
Right.
I think he would.
I would agree with that. But what if they lose this week and don't go to that bowl?
If they lose this week, which was going to be the second part here, then I would say 50-50. I still wouldn't be surprised if he played. I wouldn't be ever. The only clues I have about the kid would tell me he would play, but I wouldn't hold it against him if he didn't play in either. I would not hold it against him. You're talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars at stake.
I'm right here with you. I'm with you 100%.
I mean, it would be a giant story if they went to the Peach Bowl or whatever and played Notre Dame or Matt Corral and he didn't play, and I'm sure he'd take heat for it. But I would defend him, and if I was advising him, my advice would be kind of what you said. Follow your heart. You want to play, play. But my advice to you is you're about to win the lottery. Literally. You're about to win the lottery. Are you going to risk it on that field? So that would probably where my advice would be, were I, you know, a family member or somebody that was paid to advise him.
You know, I used to be so naive, and I admit, again, I was naive to think that, oh, man, teams will hold it against a kid if he doesn't play, if he bails out on his teammates. Well, we've seen that isn't true, haven't we? Where'd McCaffrey go? He was drafted in the top 10, right?
Yeah, and I remember his teammates were fully behind him. They know the deal. They know the kid's about to be worth millions
about
of dollars.
Ready to strike gold.
And that's where last year figures in, too, because he didn't have to play last year. He didn't have to come back when he did. His teammates know what he's about. They know what Kenny Pickett is about. The kid's tough as hell. He's played through all kinds of injuries and came back last season when he didn't have to and led them to some wins late. So my feeling is they would be okay. I mean, they've had guys leave the team before this. A guy just left the team 2 weeks ago.
Right.
You know, it's just
life. Last year they had guys leave the
right
team. Paris Ford and a couple other guys.
Yeah. What would your advice be for Kenny Pickett? And what do you think he will do? 412-928-9370. I also contacted John Football about this issue. Haven't heard back from him yet, just in case Pickett has addressed this. But you know what?
He's joining us a little later, right, John Football?
John Football is, yes. I think Pickett's going to play. No matter what, if I had to bet. 412-928-9370. Let's talk about that and then talk about a very interesting comment from Pat Narduzzi yesterday. It's Cook and Joe.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, so just to be clear, my advice for Kenny Pickett would be don't play, but I think he will play. And as you said, Ron, my real advice for him would be follow your heart. Do what you want. Just know there's a lottery check. They're going to be knocking on your door with a lottery check, a first-round pick, and you've put in a lot of time, a lot of pain, a lot of effort. And I still go back to the surgical procedure he had last year where he stunned everybody by coming back early. He's given enough. I remember writing that about Christian McCaffrey, and that's what his teammates said too. He's done enough here. He has the right to move on, and it makes sense in a way to move on. I remember asking David DeCastro about that in the locker room. McCaffrey went to his school, and he said he's smart. That's what he should do.
Times change. You know, I remember Ben being asked about this, and he goes, I wouldn't have even thought about it. He said, I'd have played in the bowl game. He said, I signed on to be with my guys until the very end. I'm going to be with my guys. But I think that's an old, outdated point of view. And I've totally swung the other way. You know, again, I mean, I'll be happy if Pickett decides to play. I'll be fine with it if he doesn't decide to play. I'm with you. He's got to do what he thinks is right for him.
Yeah, I think players wised up. I think that's what changed. And they realized, you know, a bowl game with Miami of Ohio is a made-for-television special that some bowl executive gets $200,000 a year for doing nothing. And really, your career is pretty much over at that point anyway. Go make your money. You know, I think players realize that maybe playing in the Polio String Cheese Bowl isn't that big of a deal.
And look, I mean, look at how important is it for Notre Dame? You know, Brian Kelly left for another job, bailed out on his team before their game.
Exactly.
You know, Lincoln Riley bailed out on his team before their bowl game. Why should a player look at it any differently?
Exactly. That's exactly right. Although, you know, those schools came after them with more money. So did they bail out or did they want to coach and told they couldn't coach? I'm not sure.
I don't know. You like to think they would have finished their job with their team, but they didn't.
I don't know if they were given that choice. That's the thing. I don't think what was the Wanstead situation? Was he given a choice?
When he left Pitt?
Yeah.
Oh, he was pushed out. They didn't want him back. And they gave him the opportunity to coach the bowl game right up until the end, and he let everybody believe that he was going to coach and then at the last minute pulled out.
Right. Now, I don't know what it would be like if you're Brian Kelly or Lincoln Riley to take another job and then still coach your team. I think that would be an extremely precarious situation with your players because they may view it that you quit on them.
Right.
So I'm not sure it's the worst thing to leave.
You're jumping into a new job with recruiting. I mean, it's hard to be in two places at one time.
Exactly. Now, Pat Narduzzi yesterday was asked about his name popping up here and there, and basically said that his deal is loyalty, that he prioritizes loyalty over money. And maybe he does, but that's an easy position to take when you're making, what did he make, $4.2 million, the second highest paid coach in the ACC as of last May. And he worked for a guy who left his team before a bowl game, too. They both worked in Cincinnati, Mark D'Antonio. And I think Narduzzi was going to stay. And I think, by the way, that Brian Kelly, is he the guy that replaced them at Cincinnati? I think so. All those years ago. So, you know, loyalty is one thing. But I would guess if Notre Dame had come calling for Pat Narduzzi with double his salary, he might have had to consider
it. Or if they come next week. Well, they just hired their coach. But some school comes in next week. You know, you bring up the famous Ben Holland quote, right?
Yes.
I mean, I'm going to be here no matter what. Well, things changed.
Things change. 412-928-9370. Let's get back to the Steelers and their issues and Keith Butler's quotes from yesterday. This run defense is an unmitigated disaster. We'll talk about that next on Cook and Joe. Good story by Ray Fittipaldo today in the Post-Gazette, and he's going to join us at the top of the hour about this horrendous Steelers run defense, putting up numbers, I should say being exploited for numbers that have literally never been seen around here.
You know who doesn't like that? Dad Gummit. He's embarrassed by it, Dad Gummit.
He's embarrassed, all right. If you think Pittsburgh Steelers and you think one thing from history, a lot of people would say defense, and in particular smashing the run type of defense, and this is just, it's an embarrassment. Steelers given up 1,464 rushing yards through 11 games. That's their most through 11 since 1989, and they also are giving up 4.8 yards a carry, which would be the highest average yards per attempt against them since the 1970 merger. And yes, Ron, that brings us to one Janet Butler, Keith Butler's wife, who is among those who are not pleased with what's going on here.
Yeah, it's what he said the other day, that he goes home and she says, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Think what we're all doing, right?
More or less. And what I can't figure out is,
dadgummit,
this has been a trend for a little while here, is why you would keep the same people in charge of your defense. Can you?
Well, the head coach is the one who's ultimately responsible, and he's not going anywhere. I guess they can make a change with Butler.
The head coach is the defensive coordinator.
Right. So you're not going to, you say you can't understand why you don't make change. I guess you could hire somebody and let them run the defense, but Tomlin's not going anywhere.
No, I mean, that's exactly what I'm saying, is for Art Rooney to step in and say,
you be the CEO, let somebody else run the defense.
That's what I would suggest. You?
Yeah, yeah. You know, Tomlin feels comfortable doing this, I guess, even though the results not been there.
So you would step in as Art Rooney and say, hire yourself a defensive coordinator,
I would think that would be the next step, yes.
I think that makes sense. I mean, they weren't great against the run last year either, by the way. They allowed 111.4 yards a game, and there were different games last year we remember them getting exploited, and this year is just ridiculous.
Every game, it seems like.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of it is about personnel. I get it. But for the Detroit Lions to run for 229, no matter what your personnel is, on the same play over and over again, yeah, I think that's a change that would be needed. So you'd fire Butler then?
Well, if you're going to give somebody to be the coordinator, I guess you got to. Yeah, I think Butler's a good coach. I really do. I don't know how much say he has in this defense, if it's all Tomlin. I mean, I think he helps formulate the game plan. But I understand if things continue to go south, there's going to be changes, and he would be the obvious guy.
I would think. Do you think Art Rooney has the fortitude to make that change?
Sure.
Do you think it would happen?
I think he could, sure. I mean, his dad made Chuck Knoll make coaching changes, and Chuck Knoll had won 4 Super Bowls.
Do you think Tomlin would willingly make the change before that, before Art Rooney steps in and say, look, I'm going to give this aspect of the team up? There's not a lot of head coaches out there who call defenses.
I'm not quite sure he would. I think Art Rooney would have to step in.
Can you think of many other coaches who call defenses?
No, most of them are offensive guys, right?
It seems that way.
I'm sure there might be one or two out there that I just don't know. Tomlin clearly calls the signals. He said that, and they're not working.
Just this year, you think a trend's happening?
Well, it's been a couple years, as you said, right? I go back to the Dick LeBeau days when Dick LeBeau did run the defense. Their defense wasn't good. Their guys got older, couldn't make the plays anymore, and that was before Tomlin was calling the signal. So trend, I guess, yeah. It's been a while. Although they did get off to a good start, you know, last year till the injuries. You know, when Bud Dupree went down, I think that just changed everything. And then this year, the first game in Buffalo, they were great, and then guys started getting hurt or sick, and it changed everything.
Yeah, I just think that the time is ripe for a change on defense. It just feels that way. You know, I'm looking at their defensive rank here through the years. If you look at whatever you want, points, yards, and it's horrible to look at this year. Points, they're 22nd. You know, they did sink to 20th back in 2008. And then the time you're talking about, they went down to 22nd, but then they were a top 10 defense for a while. They were 27th in 2019, by the way.
In points or defense?
Points. Defense points. Points allowed.
It's been bad for a while.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Ralph is on the line, wants to talk a little Steeler defense before we get to Ray Fittipaldi. He's on the Nemecolon fan hotline. Go ahead, Ralph.
Yeah, how you doing? We can talk about the Steelers. I originally called to talk about Pitt. Yeah, I'm not real happy right now with the way the Steelers are going. I think that they have bad coaching, bad talent, and I also believe that there's too many hands in the stew pot.
Other than that, things are going well. But if you called to talk Pitt, go ahead, talk Pitt.
Okay, great. Yeah, I think Kenny Pickett will play in the bowl game, and I think Pitt needs to win that bowl game to keep the prominence going right now for this season. As you well know, Pitt hasn't been prominent since 1981, and they have a record now, and they can proceed. That'll help recruiting. I don't think Kenny Pickett will bail out on him. I really don't think so. I think he'll play in a bowl game, win, lose, or draw for Saturday's game.
Could you blame him if he did not play?
If he did not play, I wouldn't blame him either, Ron. But I do believe that he is I would think he would play because I think – Pitt has a lot of, and I think you'd agree with me, unfinished business to take care of. They have to. I'd like them to win this championship game, and then I'd like them to win their bowl game, have their cake and eat it too. But sometimes you can't. If they lose this game and still win the bowl game, it's still a successful season. And you know, I don't think Kenny Pickett would bail out on Pitt. I don't think so. But if he does, fine.
When you use the term bail out, I take that as an extremely negative term, and yet you say that. You wouldn't blame Pickett for doing that, for not playing.
I don't mean bailing out, but you understand what I'm saying. I mean, if he doesn't play, I understand, like Ron made the point, I understand that he, you know, would do that. And if he doesn't play, I have no issues with it. I mean, because, you know, he needs to do what's best for him.
I couldn't agree with that more, sir. Thank you.
Coming up, Ray Fittipaldi. Talking all things Steelers, including his piece today. We'll ask him if he agrees with Ron and I that Steelers, that Art Rooney should step in and make Mike Tomlin hire a defensive coordinator from the outside. Johnny Football just got back to me. John McGonigal says Pickett has not addressed this issue yet. I'm imagining he'll be asked next week for sure, right? Maybe even after the bowl, maybe even after the ACC title game.
I would think after the game tomorrow, Joe. Is this your last game, you know?
Yeah. Could be. Maybe you can ask it, Ron. You'll be there.
If I can get down to the locker room, that would be great.
Ray Fittipaldi next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.